All right, y'all ready for the story?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Clayton. I'm glad somebody. Okay, no.
I said yes. I just wanted the man voice weird, and I was like, yes. Let's get into it, Sid. What you got?
Yeah.
Okay. Stupid next story.
So the vaccine is coming for coronavirus, whether we want it or not. All the pharmaceutical companies are really fighting to be the first one to get the FDA approval, because whoever gets it is going to get that bag. It looks like the top two right now is drug maker Moderna, and they're seeking emergency authorization. Like, they like, get this done now in the USA and in Europe to distribute its coronavirus vaccine. Its tests showed that it was 94% effective. This could mean that health workers will be able to inoculate patients against the virus as soon as mid-December. Moderna reported out of this whole trial 30 severe cases. All of them were in the placebo group, including one COVID-19 related death. Millions of people will likely be able to get one of the vaccines in the first months of 2021, although polls show that about 4 in 10 Americans say that they will downright refuse to get a shot. So there's a lot to talk about. One, I thought this was crazy, the fact that they had a placebo group in vaccine trials, because I didn't know that. Like, I don't want you to expose me with coronavirus and you didn't even give me the vaccine that y'all think might protect me against it. So if you was one of those like 200 people who was in the placebo group and you got sick,
trust that they gave that shit to their people. Like, oh, you got this shit? Because I got some shit, man. It ain't been certified, but we know it will work. We've tested this. You know what I'm saying? You have to hook your people up. But I ain't taking no vaccine unless it's my deep family. I'm not taking no vaccine, period. Fool. I'm being that 6%. You know, it's just 94%. I'd be the 6% of that bitch that the shit don't work on. Now I'm out here growing an extra arm and titty. You got me fucked up. I'm not taking it. I'm not doing it.
You know, I really wish we didn't have to be so so weary of vaccines. Like, Black people in particular, we really are like, we don't trust vaccines. And we've got good reason to not trust them. But it's like, at the end of the day, it's medicine, you know, I guess. It's supposed to make us better and all that stuff. But boy, if they had just not fucked us over royally so many years ago, we wouldn't be in this situation. Like, it's a bunch of cartoons and shit where, you know, they get vaccines and motherfuckers get powers. That's not gonna happen. It's just, it's gonna work or it ain't, and it's gonna kill a few people out of a million, which sounds terrible, but that's just how the shit go. But they straight up gave us poison just to see how well it kills people. If it wasn't for that, I'd be like, yeah, of course I'm gonna take the vaccine. I'm not trying to be an anti-vaxxer, but I know that they will fuck people over because they did it before. So I wish we wasn't in this predicament where we had to be so distrusting of the government and just vaccines as a whole.
But we have to be. They give us this shit. People don't get well. You have to keep taking medicine. Put in my prescription. Put in my prescription. Why are you not getting well? Because it's not a cure. You should be over here getting cured with Dr. Sebi and shit. And we over here getting my prescription. I got to get my meds. Face A. And that shit. They gave it to Donald. This nigga made it.
I believe in some medicine. I believe in medicine. But at the same time, now hold on. Hold on. Who was in your study group? Who was in these tests? Were there Black people tested? Were there Hispanic people tested? Were there Asian people tested? Did you test this on an all-white group of people? Shit. Did you test this on an all-Black group of people? Who did you test this on? And then on top of that, they say the symptoms from the vaccine are the same shit as corona. Me, personally, I'm asthmatic. I got asthma. I know I smoke, but that ain't got nothing to do with none of that. Listen, okay? Ain't got nothing to do with none of that. I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, I've been doing my best to avoid the coronavirus. I've been ducking and dodging because I know I could be susceptible. So I've been dodging it good. So I'm not going to go down there and let you give it. I'll get it if I get it.
I don't think
now, if
like
I get
that.
It, I
but you're not gonna inject it. Jeez, that's what
I'm not gonna get it just to not get it. Why would I get it to not get it? I'll get it if I got it, dog. Like y'all is tripping, really.
Didn't it work for chicken pox though? Like if you get your chicken pox vaccine, you don't get it when you're little.
It was a chicken pox vaccine. Cause I got chicken pox, and as a kid, you're supposed to get chicken pox and then go on with your life. One time.
Well, you know they got stuff that had vaccine, the mumps, measles, all that bullshit. Some of that shit then came back out, and they ain't even got the vaccine no more.
I got vaccinated for a lot of stuff. I don't remember what it was for, but I mean, I'll take it, I guess. I mean, I really, you know what? I think we'd be better off. I think we'd be better off, like, give me the Chinese one. Because I know they ain't racist amongst themselves. And them niggas started this shit, apparently. So,
We can't keep doing that, Ron. You can't keep doing that. We're going to take Donald's words and run it with them.
No, it started in fucking China. The Hunan or wherever the fuck. Give me they vaccine. I don't want the American vaccine because them niggas racist. They gonna give us the Tuskegee version of the vaccine. I want the Chinese version. I know that they ain't gonna be racist against other Chinese niggas. Give me the Chinese one. That's the one I want.
And how you gonna get that? You got a Chinese hookup?
I mean, you know, shit. Amazon, you know.
You got a plug?
Brian, you gonna get this shit off the dark web and then you gonna perish. You gonna turn into a very small dragon. And you're gonna be upset.
For Mulan, nigga, I'm gonna turn to Eddie Murphy.
He went super racist. It came from China.
Whatever the case, I understand that they put this the placebo thing, and that's how they got to take it. Hopefully, nobody from the placebo is the motherfuckers who died, because that just mean they had the opportunity to fix them. Hopefully, nobody dies. Period. I don't know that I need to take. I've never gotten a flu shot, so I feel like, you know, I let it go a couple of rounds. I mean, I ain't even got insurance, so it's not like I'm gonna be the first one to get it. So most niggas ain't got insurance. They like, I ain't taking it first, nigga. You're not gonna get it first. You don't have insurance, broke motherfucker. So after everybody with good insurance, if they don't grow a third eye, then you know I take it. But ready to go back outside, dog.
One thing they find shit to do is give people free vaccinations. Man, you go to the grocery store in flu season, they like free flu shot inside. They got a pop-up clinic shot.
Remember Eckerd, you put your hand in the thing, get your blood pressure, nigga. They free flu shot. If they giving it out for free, it's some bullshit. That's what y'all need to know about life. Nothing is free. Nigga, they're like, come on, dummies. Let's test this over here. Come through, dummy. We got you. I got my flu shot. You got yours? No.
It really does beg the question, like, if everyone's resources and power and attention was directed towards a singular, like, thing, how fast they could come up with something. Because I remember at the beginning, as they were saying, it takes, like, 5 to 10 years to come out with a vaccine. And they've done it in a year. So what's the holdup on this AIDS motherfucker? What's the holdup on the cancer and the HIV? All this shit that's stopping us from...
Let's be real, Ron. Let's be real.
The good Lord intended us to. You know, what about that shit?
Let's be real. What's the last thing scientists cured?
Polio, I believe.
I thought that was Jesus.
You know how long ago that was? polio was? That's what I'm saying. They been slacking, dog. These niggas too busy sending shit up into space, man. Y'all better make sure we don't get sick and die down here.
While y'all trying to go come back. Nigga, they ain't gonna have
this shit. Then you gonna stay and bring some shit back here. That's gonna be the problem. This nigga bring the Mars virus back. Now we can't find a cure.
I'm just saying, dog. If we...
All right, y'all. So it could be raining PS5s in Philly. Meek Mill, you know, has been an activist for a minute now, and he's trying to get in the Christmas spirit and help out the underprivileged youth in his hometown of Philly. He wants to partner up with PlayStation or Xbox for his annual toy drive. The consoles, as you guys know, are selling out in stores due to very high demand. Everybody trying to get them. And they're being resold for crazy ass prices, if you're even able to get that. So Meek Mill wrote on Twitter, PlayStation or Xbox should do a collab with us in the hood with those PS5s and new Xboxes this Christmas for the ones who can't afford them. I'll put up money. I do big toy drives in Philadelphia every year. Let me know. Them games keep them kids out of them bad environments. And I thought, you know, that's really cool.
It is cool.
That's cool.
That is, I like it. He said, "For the
I ain't got PS5.
Team up, and I would love a PS5 myself, nigga. Like, if you want to come by, nah, I'm just playing. I know you're in Philly, but if you swing by Texas, nigga, shit, we like PS5.
I really hope whatever Meek Mill's trying to do just goes right. It's so about the verbiage he was using. It's just like, I'll put up money. It's like, yeah, nigga, we know. What else gonna put up?
Software and computer chip?
Yeah, he's like, I'll put up money. Yeah, that's what you do when you're rich, Meek Mill. You don't have to say that. Them kids keep them games, keep them kids out there. It's like, don't you know how to talk? Why are you just doing it all wrong, Meek Mill?
Well, look, we can't do everything right. He is a hood nigga himself who made it out the streets from rapping and doing this shit. So he just like, say, I'm fucking with y'all, fuck with the hood. He don't know how to say it in the right, politically correct way. He just like, fuck with me, I fuck with you, I got some
I sound like a hater right now, but that's what I'm saying. It's just like, I can admit to me being a hater. I want him to do it well.
Go ahead, Kate.
I want him to talk well.
Let me talk to Meek. Meek, listen. You ain't getting no PS5, dog. I'm going to tell you that right now. They are done. That's a wrap. Even PlayStation can't get them, and they made them. You understand what I'm saying? They are out of parts to make them. Now, what you can get them kids is their raggedy-ass Xbox, because that shit is sitting on the shelf. Ain't nobody waiting in line for that Xbox. That Xbox is lonely. You hear me?
Your baby got them some PS5.
Some Nintendo Switches, because ain't no 5. You can give up on that now. You should have been working on this earlier in the year, big dog.
That's
you
the way to
December kicked off, talk about, ooh, I want to get the kids some PS5.
Hey, nigga, no shit. Everybody do, motherfucker. How you talking about some? You know what's a good idea?
Lil Baby bitch, got a house full of them balls. He giving them out.
You talking about some, you want to get some PS. Y'all should hook up with me. You should sit your ass down. Buy some games or something.
Your intentions was good, Meek. Your heart good, baby. I know where you're coming from. I see
his intentions always good, but the nigga just be doing his shit wrong.
To Ron's point, right, like a couple weeks prior to this, he was like, yo, we got to squash, you know, the beef in Philly. I'ma sign some young up and coming artists. I'll sign them from all sides of the city. I got Millies to put on, da da da. And everybody's like, shut your bitch ass up. Everybody in Philly was like, fuck you.
Why?
No one knows.
This shit deeper than that. You think I'm gonna forget a motherfucker for killing my brother because of Meek Mill signed me to his, like, niggas was tweeting back. God. Like,
and obviously I got no dog in the hood fight. I just can feel the energy around Meek Mill. The energy around Meek Mill is, nigga, fuck you. And it shouldn't be that way. It's like he needs to just shut the fuck up for a good 2 years and just date a Kardashian.
He did that. He's past that time when the back-to-back. Honestly, that time came to an end when him and Drake made up. And now people stop making fun of him. And, you know, him and the Nicki situation distance. He has a baby now. And all jokes aside, I really do think this is really dope. And aside from Meek Mill, I want PlayStation or Xbox to reach back out and make
just
some
say
type
Xbox.
Of commitment.
Just say goodbye, baby.
No, PS5, shoot out some more of them hoes. Y'all can print some more, like some money, fool. Why they just stop?
Press me up a couple of PS5s if you would, Mr. Sony. Hey, Mr. Sony.
It's just like, no need to just do something. Just don't announce it. Just on some Jay-Z shit. Just be like, oh, by the way, look what I did years ago. Don't announce what you're trying to do.
Because my nigga Jaden Smith went to Flint.
Shut the fuck up. He did, though. He provided water.
That's my but name. Meek Mill, though, he is really dope, and he actually is an activist, too. We see him always going out and speaking about jail reform, actually talking to mayors. And as far as rappers go, he's very high up on that list of being involved in helping the community, because some motherfuckers genuinely don't care. But I see him always giving back, always helping the youth, trying to assign other people, because some motherfuckers, Soulja Boy, Soulja Boy did some shit, like, not to call him out, he probably like, bitch, what the fuck
Soulja Boy had his own video game system, remember?
And did he give it out for Christmas? No.
No, and if you got it, that bitch ain't work. It had a bunch of games from other systems.
But he's a nice person, y'all. When he was out, he took a picture with, you know, my nephew. He was cool, you know what I'm saying? Meek is cool,
I love what he's doing. But Meek, you got to hit somebody up, man. You got to get this stank of L's off of you, because it's fucking up the efficiency of you helping the community at this point. Like, you need to be bringing people together. People shouldn't be saying, fuck you, to Mossum, you built weird just because Nicki Minaj said you was built weird. Like, that's not right. Call Drake.
Hold up, wait a minute. It's not okay. Look, I was finished. Now we chilling. Say, Meek.
But hey, great job. I mean, if you can get a PS5, nigga, you a cold motherfucker.
If he does, like, repost and be like, look, found 200 PS5s, we need an apology video from Clayton and Ron.
Not for me.
I don't apologize.
Like, I won't apologize for nothing, because I know what Sony said. And if they find 200, I bet you the fans gonna show up too.
But Meek has good intentions. I would like to go Rick said, Meek, you have great intentions wanting to help the kids, but you might just need to go hand them out some gift cards, fool. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? They'll have fun with that. We like spending money on what we like. People like money, fool. Fuck it. We like games too.
Do y'all agree that video games help keep kids out of a bad environment?
They do, but they also keep you off your homework.
Shit, it helped put them in them too. It helped put them in bad environments.
I mean, I guess. You know, do it up.
It does. If you stay in the house, you ain't gonna get shot.
Motherfuckers coming to play the game at your house. They know you got the game. Now they ran up in your house and stole the game.
Ooh.
To rob you. Because they know
shot
you
your got
the PS5 because Meek Mill found 200 and gave your ass one. Y'all barely got lights on, but y'all got this $1,000 device sitting up in the crib. And we over here in a fucking shack.
Clayton,
like, take that. That's how shit go.
Zip it, nigga. We done. Y'all, thank you for having fun. Fuck this shit.
I guess the kids, the game kids out the street. I mean, whatever, anything, nigga. Yeah. Hopscotch and motherfucking chess keep you out the street, you know. But what else? Good intentions.
Wait, one second. Speaking of chess, y'all watched Queen's Gambit on Netflix. It's good, y'all. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
Queen's Gambit.
All right.
Well,
great job, Meek Mill. Give me one, shit. Give me one, or I'm gonna go on the street and start.
Nigga, you ain't paying your taxes. Face. Give me one, nigga. I still owe, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Ain't true. Hey, we out here.
Threaten Meek Mill. Meek Mill, if you don't give all of us of all definition a PS5, do y'all want a PS5 or not?
That's a what you call it. That's extortion, ain't it?
If you
we're gonna be sitting in Meek's old cell fucking around.
No, I'm just telling him if he wanna see me go on a good path in life. Otherwise, I'm gonna do bad stuff. That's all I'm saying. I ain't saying I'm gonna do no harm. I'm gonna be out in these streets, you know, fucking dancing and fucking holding up traffic.
Working.
You know? If you
hit me, talking in your kitchen on the hill,
popping with
I'm
me.
Home. Yeah. I'm home for a short time, not a long time. You know what?
I'm a kid. Keep me out the street, me. I believe in you. Give me that PS5, nigga.
Right.
Oh.
Well, shout out to Meek Mill and any other person who has the resources to give back this holiday season, because it definitely is the time. So, you know, show some love, spread some love. That was another episode of Half Woke News. We hope that you guys woke up just a little bit more with us today. Make sure you like this video, leave a comment, subscribe to the channel, and come back every Friday for a new episode. I'm Cynthia Luciette.
I'm Ron Taylor.
I'm Precious.
I'm Clayton English.
See you next time.